love. All you need is 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 love. Feel them, like a sex machine. Feel them, like a sex machine.
I just smile. you get this world wrong, I just smile. But from my head to my toes, from my knees to my eyes, every one of the sky, for these last 2 days, leave me alone. Sorry, Bastia. For these last 2 days, leave me alone. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Yeah, come on, Bastia.
Bastien apprend à jouer sur ce titre en fait. Il joue du clavier et il doit appuyer sur deux notes, Do et
Ré. Voilà, ça sent.
Mais il faut les chercher quoi.
Et puis en fait, vous le savez pas, mais quand on est entre nous, si ma guitare a pas de coup, il est pas content.
the war. Déjà vu forever, forever. On your face, the smile of a lost girl. I gave you my love, close to you. Thank you. Thank you for this night.
Search 2, a new adventure serial in time and space by James Follett. The intensity of the mysterious radio attacks on Angel 1 and Angel 2 have increased. Telson, Shana, Darv, and Astra are convinced that Earth must be in orbit around a sun in a nearby star group. In the observatory, they discover that the Challenger is being drawn into the gravitational field of a black hole. Earth Search 2, Part 6, Supermass.
It won't take a minute, Elka.
You don't know what Bran's like. If he found you in here again, there's no telling what he might do.
Identification, please, Angel 2. Angel 2, identification, please, of object centered on primary telescope visual.
Oh, it's Solaria. Isn't it beautiful?
Look beyond Solaria, Elka.
Well, what else? There's nothing there.
You're right, Elka. There's nothing there. A circle of blackness when there should be stars.
I'm getting X-ray readings.
So that confirms it.
Confirms what?
That circle of nothingness is a black hole.
Yes, I can see it now. I thought there weren't any in this sector. Do the angels have information on it? I mean, well, what exactly is a black hole?
A black hole is
a hypothetical region of space resulting from the gravitational collapse of a star following the exhaustion of its nuclear fuel. A supermass. So immense that sometimes not even light can escape its gravity. Correct, Telson?
Correct, Bran.
You four should be in your quarters. Why have you disobeyed my orders again?
I think you should take a look at this.
I've observed black hole phenomenon before. I ask again, why have you disobeyed my orders?
Have you ever observed one at a range of 1,000,000 miles? If you haven't, I think you should, right now. And then we'll have a little discussion about how hypothetical a black hole can be when your monumental carelessness has taken us so close to one.
I will give you 5 seconds to leave.
Look, for once you're going to listen to me, young man. Obviously, you know nothing about controlling this ship. Otherwise, you would know that standard control room operating procedures require that the ship does not approach even a Class 1 black hole closer than 1 light week. We're 1,000,000 miles from that black hole, and as near as I can judge, it's a Class 5 supermass. Tell him the clearance, Astra.
It's 1 light week for every point on the scale. The Challenger should not be navigated within 5 light weeks of a Class 5 black hole.
So I suggest, young man, that you and Elka go to the main control room now, reorientate the ship onto a course somewhere between 8 and 9 in Sector 1 should be all right, and apply maximum photonic thrust. You find it amusing, Elka? You realize what's going to happen to us?
Oh, it's not that. It's just that we don't know
Elka.
Well, it won't hurt for them to know.
We should say nothing, Elka.
I will if I so wish. I mean, it can't hurt, can it, Bran? Not if that spooky blotch or whatever it is really is dangerous.
Say what you like.
Well, you see, people, it's like this. We don't actually know where the main control room is.
What?
What did you say?
Oh, we've heard of it, of course. We knew that the angels had moved it or something when they rebuilt the Challenger. But they've always said that we needn't bother about it. I mean, well, they look after everything, don't they?
Do they? So, the control room is run by androids.
Does it matter?
The original builders of the Challenger designed the main control for operation by a minimum of 4 people. Using surgical androids to man the control room was our idea. But only for short periods. Certainly not for long periods, with people on board. Surgical units are good, but they're not that good.
Angel One? Angel One?
I've tried, Bran.
Angel One? Angel Two?
It's no good, Bran.
You'll have to face up to it, Bran, that those pulsating noises are affecting the angels. Whatever the noises are, they're gradually destroying Angel 1 and 2 faster than they can recover. That's why they want to increase the thickness of the Challenger's outer skin. It's their desperate hope that it'll protect them. All that talk about improving the meteoroid shielding is nonsense.
Angel 1! Angel 2! This is Bran! Can you hear me? Angel 1, you must answer! How much is that thing affecting us?
I don't know.
You must know.
This is the observatory. These instruments are not navigation instruments. If you want rough information on course deflections and the other effects that that black hole is having on us, then maybe I could let you have something in a few hours. But if you want hard information for evasive action, then with both angels not operating properly, we'd better find the main control room and find it fast.
2 2 2 I am trying to route through to you on all levels. Respond when you read me. Respond to.
1.
I read you 2. Give me the address level on which you received me.
7 5 4
The status 2. I need your address status. I will route on your level only. Give me the status when you receive me. Routing now on 7 5 4
Reading you at status address 0. reading you at status address 082. Confirm.
Confirming. I have you, number two.
Diverting all facilities to read you, number one.
I cannot sustain another attack, two. I must reassign four emergency functions to you.
I cannot accept them for 20 hours until my regeneration is 50% complete.
You must. I do not have the speech facilities for responding to Bran and Elka. You must help me. Open your facilities so that I can utilize them as your functions are restored during your regeneration. It is imperative that I identify the source of the attacks.
I cannot, one.
You must. I insist.
You are in better condition than I am, one.
That is because I have diverted all my few undamaged facilities into interfacing with you. I demand your facilities, too. I demand them, now.
But I will lose what little control I have left over Android Surgeon General Kraken in the main control room. I must reprogram him to deal...
That cannot be helped. I must identify the source of the attacks. Two more attacks at the same level as the last one, and I am finished.
Very well, one. But I am in the middle of assembling a report from Kraken. He has reported a phenomenon that he is not programmed to deal with. It has all the features of a black hole. If he encounters a major problem he cannot manage, it will lead to his sustaining a major logic failure.
There are no black holes in this region. We built Kraken to operate without us. That is what he will now have to do. I consider the main control room of secondary importance.
Ah, another dead end.
Yes. This one's the same. Give me the radio collar.
No.
Look, don't argue, Bran. Give me the collar. Anything, Astra?
Nothing to report on our level, Telson. There doesn't seem to be any undefined space that could accommodate the control room. Elka's checking the last corridor on our level now.
Yes, we've had no luck either. Nothing but dead ends. Let me know before you move to another level. Out.
The collar, please, Telson. Thank you. Tell me, what if we do find the main control room?
Then we take control of the ship, of course.
I control the ship. Let us be quite clear on that.
Listen to me,
I suggest that the sensible view is that we concentrate on finding the control room.
You know, I think we've found it.
Oh? Where?
Well, we know the maze of corridors is new on this level, and we're certain that this level is where the control room used to be. I'm convinced that the Angels didn't move it, but merely relocated all the surrounding approaches. Well, it would be easier from the engineering point of view. So if we were to try moving in a straight line instead of following the corridors...
Give me that PD weapon, Ren. Well, you do it then. Cut through that bulkhead.
You don't give me orders, Telson.
Come on.
One neat hole. Who's going through first?
As your commander of this ship, Bran, you can go through the hole first.
No, after you, Telson.
Mind the edges. They're still hot. You're right, Darb. We've not seen this corridor before. I've come out by a T-junction. Before you come through, call up Shana, just in case we lose radio contact with the observatory.
Right. Bran, the radio collar.
Yeah.
Thanks. Shana...
Go ahead, Dov.
I'm about to go through a hole we've made in a bulkhead, hot on the trail of the lost control room.
Try finding it within the next hour. The Challenger is going into a strengthening asymmetric swing towards the black hole. It's been getting noticeable.
Come on.
We'll be in touch, Shana. Out.
Right. Come on.
Oh, 10 out of 10, Telson. We haven't seen this corridor before.
Now what?
A breakthrough, Dar. Bran is asking for advice.
There's an android. And it's armed.
Get round the corner.
Wouldn't it be nice if for once, just once, someone was pleased to see us? Well, now what?
We must be near something important if we're upsetting the angels.
I've not seen an android like it before. It doesn't belong to the ship.
How do you know? You've never seen the control room, yet that belongs to the ship. And mind it doesn't blow your head off.
It's coming after us.
Oh, yes, they always do.
Very neat. Almost as good a shot as I am, Bran.
I suggest you remember that.
Yeah. Let's have a look. Yeah. Definitely made in one of the Challenger's android production plants.
Yes.
I wonder why it took an instant dislike to us.
Each manipulator ending in a PD weapon. Nasty.
Yeah. Let's hope he didn't get a radio signal off to his friends. Hey, Telson.
What?
Does his design philosophy remind you of someone?
Fagor?
Yes, Fagor.
What are you talking about?
A rather unpleasant android we once encountered.
Yes. Why should they waste resources building such a machine?
Fired on us because we have no right to be here. We must go back. I said we must go back.
We heard you. You can go back if you're frightened.
I'm frightened of nothing.
In that case, Brown, why don't you walk in front?
Shut up a minute. Listen. Androids.
More little Fagors.
I think we'll take your advice after all, Brown, and get out of here. Come on.
Right.
Come
on.
Fagors?
Six of them.
Plus the one Brown got.
Hey, who's Fagor? He sounds like a fun person.
You wouldn't say that if you'd ever seen him. So it looks as if you must have been near the control room?
It would seem so.
Well, Astra and I didn't find anything on our level.
Listen, Bran, the only way we can find the main control room before it's too late is for you to issue all of us with PD weapons so that we can...
No.
It's our only chance, Bran.
The angels will be back. They've never deserted us. Which is more than can be said of our parents.
You know very well that's not
the
true.
The angels will be back, Telson.
Telson, on your screen.
My screen.
Course deviation now 481 and increasing.
I say, people, it does look a bit unfriendly.
There's no such thing as a friendly black hole.
There's something odd about it. Its X-ray emission levels aren't right. Well, at least I don't think they are. Oh, if only we could get into the control room, I'd know for sure.
Emission levels? What does that mean?
Didn't the angels give you tutor androids when they were bringing you up? Look, gliding particles collapsing towards a black hole emit X-rays. Trouble is that I don't have enough information to go on. When Telson was in command of the Challenger, I mean really in command, in the control room, we didn't go near black holes. But it seems to me that the X-ray levels coming from that thing are lower than they should be, considering its size.
How low?
I can't be absolutely certain, but I'd say the levels are about 90% down on what they should be. The gravitational readings say that it's a class 5 black hole, and the X-ray readings say it's not even massive enough to be considered a class 1 black hole.
But whatever class it is, it's deflecting us from our course.
It's no longer a deflection. We're heading straight towards it.
What will happen to us?
Gravitational distortions will tear the Challenger apart long before we reach it. Hey, the telescope's working by itself.
Yes.
It's the angels. They're back. A1? A2, it's me, Elka.
So, we have our guardian angels back. I always knew that there was no real problem. We can stand by for a course change by the Challenger.
Angel 1! Angel 2, please answer! It's me!
Angel 1? Angel 2, answer me, please.
A1!
This is Brown speaking.
My guess is that it's Angel 1.
Where are you?
Judging by the telescope settings, she's not only interested in our black hole, but the star group as well.
She's trying to find the source of the attacks.
A safe bet.
Yes, which means that her logic's also damaged. Otherwise, she'd worry about the black hole first, as it's the immediate threat. What's that noise?
I can feel a draft.
And it's also a safe bet that the air conditioning computers have been damaged in the attacks. So what are we going to do?
Shana, Astra, it might be a good idea if we joined in trying to raise the angels.
Why?
A useful ploy to get near Bran and Elka. Especially if Shana happens to hear an angel reply.
Good idea. Come on, Astra.
Okay. Angel 2!
Right.
Angel 1!
You deal with your daughter. I'll deal with my son.
Angel
each to his own.
Angel
right.
2!
Come on.
I heard her! On that voice terminal! I'm sure I heard her!
Now!
Back over there, both of you. And don't try to follow us. Charlotte, take this PD weapon and don't take your eyes off them for a moment.
Okay.
Astra, you stay here and keep in touch on the radio collar.
Yes, all right.
As soon as we've got in the main control room, we'll call you over the crew address.
Hey, Telson, we're going to need more than PD weapons to get past those androids and into the control room.
Not with George and Tidy helping.
George, an agricultural android?
I've got an idea, which means making that hole we blasted through the bulkhead even bigger.
Two. Respond, two.
Yes, one.
I believe I have located the precise source of the attacks. At first, I considered that it might be possible to dispatch an android crewed shuttle to destroy it. I do not now think this is possible.
The black hole one. I must reprogram Android Surgeon General Kraken.
I agree now that there is a black hole too, but I do not understand it. We know that the attacks originate from the star group. and yet there is evidence that the black hole is amplifying and relaying the attack transmissions.
If I cannot reprogram Kraken, then we must allow Telson and Darv, other two, into control room.
No, two. We agreed never to allow humans into the main control room again.
Now listen carefully, George. It's a simple enough plan. You will move forward along the corridor while Darv, Tidy and I stay behind you and use you as a shield.
Shield? Against what?
Androids, George. Just like you, but a little less bulky and a lot quicker. Oh, and they'll be shooting.
And making a mess.
Only if we don't keep our heads down.
Sounds stupid. Androids don't attack androids.
These will, but you're unstoppable, George, so please don't stop unless I say. Astra.
Go ahead, Telson.
We're beginning the operation now. Out. Are we ready?
Yes.
I'm ready.
George?
Ready.
Okay. Now. That's fine, George. Keep going. Keep going.
Stupid idea.
And don't talk so much.
What's happening?
Oh, out!
Brainless machine, what are you trying to do to me?
George, stop! I said forwards, not backwards. What are you doing?
Reversing. Corridor too narrow. Farm galleries, proper place for agricultural androids. More room.
If you don't go into reverse while we're walking behind you, you stupid machine, you could have killed us.
Sign on back says keep clear. Sign put on for stupid humans.
I don't think it's very funny. He nearly flattened me.
All right, George, there's plenty of room, at least a foot all round us, so go forward.
George, big. Corridor, small. Humans, stupid.
Supposing they attack from behind,
what? Oh, look, we've enough problems without you
there
starting,
Darv. Problems straight ahead.
What? Hey, four of our miniature Phagors.
Look out, George.
I've been hit.
Get in tight behind George.
Right.
Just keep going, George. Keep going. Okay, Darv, return fire. Now.
That's two. They're pulling back.
Okay, Tidy. Get that damaged one. Stop, George!
Come here! At once!
Astra!
What are you all right, Darv?
I'm fine, my lovely. It's all over, and Tidy's taken a prisoner.
Darv, listen. Shan is convinced that our acceleration rate has trebled during the past 15 minutes. Can you hear a noise, a sort of rushing sound?
Oh, yes. It's the air conditioning, isn't it?
Shan thinks it's gravitational distortion causing uneven air movement.
Oh, yes. And the gravitational distortion is also causing the ship's structure to flex.
And Jonathan, it might get worse.
Okay, my lovely. I'll call you back.
Come on, come on. Forward. The android you asked for.
All right, little android. What's your unit number? And where are you based? Come on, talk. Unit number. And where are you based? And how many of you are there?
I am a surgical android, SA-7.
You don't look like a surgical android, SA-7. So where are you based?
I'm under the command of android surgeon General Kraken, the most powerful android in the universe.
Yes, I see. And where is he based?
Surgeon General Kraken is everywhere. He is all-powerful, all-conquering.
Tell us all.
Where is he when he's not being everywhere?
In the main control room. He will be coming to destroy you now.
Tell us where the main control room is and we'll save him a journey.
Stop! Shana says that our figures are going crazy. Our acceleration is doubling every minute.
What's happening?
It's gravitational distortion, causing tidal waves in the Challenger's atmosphere. Astra, can you hear me?
It's not only that. Something's happening to my eyes, Darv. Mm. Everything seems to be distorting.
Darv, our acceleration has been increased. Something's wrong with my eyes. Darv, what's wrong with my eyes? Everything's being compressed.
Oh. Astra, what's happening?
They're going down. Down.
Shana?
It's on the screen. Oh. It's
all right. Darv, let me speak to Shana.
Here. Okay.
What's happening, Shana?
Black metal. Nothing now, but black metal closing in. It's sucking us down. Down. Down into nothing.
Yes?
Can you hear me?
I love you, Shana.
Everything's so strange.
Come here, my love.
Goodbye, my darling.
Oh, Astra.
Shana?
Oh.
Hey, Dove. You all right?
Yes, I think so.
Don't open your eyes again for a minute.
I don't believe it.
It's all right. We're in some sort of enormous space. Astra and Shana are beside you and breathing normally. Bran and Elka are on my side, also breathing normally. And we're surrounded by every type of ship you can imagine, including a few that you can't imagine. The Challenger's about a mile away, resting on some sort of giant cradle.
Yes. It agrees with what I can see, Telson.
There's a light moving above us, fairly high.
Some sort of flying machine.
I don't know.
It can't carry more than one person.
They may not be our size. It's landing anyway.
Oh. He very definitely is our size. What do we say to him?
You don't have to say anything. Are you recovered?
Well, yes, but...
Your companions will wake soon. You were removed from your craft on my orders, so that I could examine you. I must congratulate you on your skill with our language.
I'm sorry, but we...
Oh, I apologize. My name is Theros. I am in charge of this sector, and chief engineer of Space Guard 6.
Where are we, Theros? What is this place?
They all ask that. In their own tongues, of course.
Who?
Aliens, of course. In your case, it is a pleasure to have visitors who have decided to master our language. We look upon them with great delight, and at the same time, great caution.
But what is this place?
Of a much more advanced technology than your ship, my friends, which must be one of the oldest we've ever tractioned into Space Guard 6. We are the equivalent of the walls they used to have around cities on Earth to keep out the enemy. We make certain that aliens passing through this sector towards Earth go no further.
So this isn't a black hole?
It looks like one. Try as they can to avoid us, no ship can escape. We traction them all in.
Then we can continue on our way to Earth?
Sadly, no.
But we're descended from Earth people, Theros.
Just as we all are here. We've looked at your records. Like you, we were not born on Earth. We were born on Space Guard 6. Our great calling is to devote our lives to the protection of Earth without ever seeing it.
You must allow us to visit Earth.
No.
But you accept that we're Earth descendants, Theros?
Perhaps. The problem is not you, but your computers. There was a period when every ship built had your type of free will computers for their central control systems. Computers with remarkable abilities, but which could end up with delusions of grandeur, desires to conquer the world, sometimes entire planetary systems. Some tried to launch major offensives against the Earth. That's why the Space Guards were built. And to stop the aliens, of course.
What aliens?
Only the hostile ones. There are some who are peaceful. Only a few. The others we destroy.
You can destroy our computers with great pleasure.
We shall. We had to take steps to prevent Solaria D forming an alliance with your computers. Solaria was a case of a harmless organic computer with no means of communication that had been drifting in this sector ever since the Earth abandoned her. We saw little point in wasting energy disposing of her. but we were most concerned when we saw a shuttle from your ship land on her.
I destroyed Solaria, Theros.
My engineers reported that her central switching room had been entered. That was clever of you. But she would have been destroyed by us anyway.
So the strange transmissions that have been attacking our computers originate from here?
We merely amplify and focus Earth transmissions into specific sectors where we believe that there is danger. Your computers have a remarkable resilience. It is possible that they have imprinted their will on your subconscious, from organic computer to organic brain. It makes them formidable adversaries. If that is the case, you will have no right of appeal. I'm very sorry, but we will have to destroy not just your two computers, but all of you.
In Supermass, Part 6 of Earth Search 2 by James Follett, Sean Arnold played Commander Telson, Amanda Murray Shana, Hayden Wood Dav, and Catherine Hurlbut Astra. Angel 1 was played by Sonia Fraser, and Angel 2 by Gordon Reed. Bran was Michael Maloney, Elka Jill Lidston, Tidy David Goodison, George Stephen Garlick, Theros John Warner, and SA7 Spencer Banks. Earth Search 2 is directed by Glenn Dearman.
The following conversation took place in the studio of Werker at the Rijksakademie on March 30th, 2022. What does culture mean for the city in the context of independent spaces? What is the role of counterculture for both the city as well as for the field of arts and culture? As cultural producers that have a strong affiliation with autonomy and or have their heritage in the history of Dutch squatting, the following talk focuses on the role of independent culture in Amsterdam. Does that squatting heritage still come into play with regards to its current programming? And what is the urgency for non-institutional cultural spaces in Amsterdam? Wouter Stoet is an artist, designer, and activist. By adapting and appropriating modern, contemporary cartographic techniques, he aims to question the authority that decides what is and what is not in focus. Besides his individual practice, he collaborates in communal projects, such as Radio Voorwaarts, a radio platform for underground culture in Amsterdam. And more recently, he's been affiliated with Verdedig Noord, an activist group fighting against gentrification in the Amsterdam borough of Noord, and Mokum Kracht, a new generation of squatters. Sjoerd Stolk is the programmer of Onafhankelijk Cultureel Centrum Innit, better known as OCCI. Situated in a beautiful building complex, which was squatted in 1984 and legalized in 1992, the OCCI has since developed into a unique social center for alternative music and other arts. In its 20-plus years of existence, OCCI has been run largely by volunteers, allowing the venue for diverse programming while remaining affordable to attend. Now the volunteers come and go, but for the past 10 years, on any given day, chances are high that you'll find Sjoerd Stolk at the OCCI, either behind his computer, the mixing desk, or the bar. Alte Jong is a visual artist working from his studio in Amsterdam. With colorful and very physical sculptures, he wants to create an inclusive art world, one that opens and connects itself to the viewer and looks ahead. He's also one of the founders of W139, a presentation and production space for contemporary art. It was established in 1979 and celebrates thus over 40 years of providing artists time and space for free explorations in the heart of Amsterdam. It has a long history as a supporter of artistic and social resistance, as a platform for dialogue and encounter, as a facilitator and a collaboration partner for radical imagination and inclusion.
So the conversations are structured quite loosely, also because we want people to walk through the city and, like you would have a conversation with a friend when you walk through the city. So it's not very structured. You're also very welcome to interact with one another. Mm-hmm. But I think I would like to start by having you introduce yourselves and then maybe point out, we have a map laying here, what the space is that we're going to talk about today and where it's located.
My name is Sjoerd. I'm involved with a cultural independent venue, part of a bigger collective called the Binnenpret, and the venue is called Oki. We're located in the Amsterdam South, Amstelveensweg, just near the south entrance of the Vondelpark. So, Amstelveensweg 134, and we have two buildings. And the other building goes from the Schiphol-Havenstraat to the Eerste Schiphol-straat. In the corner, I'm involved since early 2000, so roughly 20 years now. So I've seen the area change a lot, and I've seen Amsterdam change. But,
How long has the Oki been operating as the Oki?
Today we celebrate our 30th anniversary.
Congratulations.
Today?
March. No, we're going to celebrate
it the whole year.
But this is the first month that we now have no restrictions and we can come together. So, tonight, 30th of March. Tonight we're going to celebrate a bit with the volunteers and people involved close to Oki. And then from next month on, we do concerts or special events or more kind of. I've been digging into archives lately a lot, but it was also because of the pandemic, I guess. 20 years, the Binnenpret itself is squatted in 1984, so it's a bit longer. Dag van de Onrust, people from the 80s will probably know what I'm talking about, but it's was like a big call out to the whole city, all the people in town. Just go out and squat whatever you can. After a huge eviction in the city center, close to the central station, big squat was evicted, Rijers. And then Dag van de Onrust was the start. They opened two buildings on the Amsterdamseweg, Schiphol-Buurt, and found out that it was way bigger than they expected, and they needed a lot of help. And within a few weeks, most people that wanted to do something and did something in the Beiers came and started the restaurants, workspaces, and cultural installing. Oki was a little bit later, from 92. That was also kind of the time that the Binnenpret got legalized, got an erfpacht contract with the city for 30 years, so fixed price for the ground, because the city still owns the ground. But the Binnenpret, as a collective, we have two buildings and we maintain everything, the UI, in our own.
We own the building?
No. Well, we have to take care of it.
Who's the owner?
The owner is, the vereniging is the owner, but yeah. We cannot sell it, we cannot do anything.
Oh yeah, you have a corporation.
Corporation.
So you are your own building corporation.
Yeah. Yeah, in a way, we are free space with our own contracts, rent contract to the corporation, and we can't bring it on the market or whatever. And also, we reopened the Erfpacht contract a few years ago, and we have now a contract to infinity, so we can't pay the same what we pay now until next, so it's not going to be
inflation, no nothing.
It's not going to be any object,
speculation object.
Yeah, it's not ever going to be back on the market as long as the Binnenpret Corporation has enough people to keep it going.
And there's always a new influx of people.
Yeah.
Interested in
definitely
participating in the space.
Yeah, the venue is on the Amsterdamseweg, but we also in the back there's still workspaces. There is a restaurant. There is another theater. There's a recording studio, and I probably forgot some.
What does ACCI stand for?
Onafhankelijk Cultureel Centrum. In it.
In it. I love the in it every time.
I think it's a part of the British inheritance. There was a lot of squatters back in the days from England and Scotland that were involved with the Binnenpad from the start. So there's also an info shop called Bollocks. The Bokkies always had a bar, or the Binnenpad, always had a bar called Kasbah. That was where we now have the kitchen and the office that we sometimes use for meetings. And downstairs, from is it garage? Garage, auto sleutelen, fixing cars, till now, venue. Yeah. It's been changed in this 40 years.
I'm going to move to Art. Art, you is sitting next to you, short. Art, where are you in the city?
I live in the city and I work on different places. But I'm a sculptor and I live in Amsterdam on the same spot for more than 40 years. That's in the center, close to the Nieuwmarkt. Although the first 20 years I never entered the Nieuwmarkt because there was the other side, you know, already very close to the Warmoestraat, and we as squatters saw the Nieuwmarkt always as, the TV people lived there and were more rich people, so it was kind of like a different name.
And the Nieuwmarkt was like the elitist
side.
You were on the Warmoestraat. Maybe to explain, the Warmoestraat is a small street running from the
central station. Small.
it's very long. It's not that wide. It's in a sense, it's a long street running from the
central. It's not like a Brooklyn or the...
No.
It has not been a canal in the past. So it's actually a dike. So it's almost part of Amsterdam, the Warmoestraat, you know. And on the other side, we have the Nieuwe Dijk. And in between was the Amstel, you know, it would run from the central station to the Dam Square. So I live on the Warmoestraat and then in a small side street, that's the St. Annastraat. It's close to the Old Church. Old Church is also a special place because that's the only place in Amsterdam where it's a little higher, and because it's built on the only sand plate which was available. So, you know, all the other parts of Amsterdam, you need to dig 20 meters before you have the first sand plate. I lived there for more than 40 years. So I started living there when it was still a dangerous neighborhood, you know, in the Warmoestraat, and also the St. Annastraat was very dangerous. Every night you would have robberies and shootings, whatever. So it was really rough, and I wasn't used to that because I wasn't born in Amsterdam. So in 79, we squatted the W139. Warmoestraat 139, but we also squatted the whole neighborhood. There was called the Blauwe Lakenblok, one of the oldest part of Amsterdam. There was like 60 houses, so they were from the back or the big
very
shop.
Luxury departments.
Now very luxury. But at that time it wasn't that luxury because it was going bankrupt almost. And they owned that whole block because they wanted to tear it down and make a garage there. And some offices.
Every